We got every motive from Earth to Mars. It's kids talking about cars.
Welcome back to another episode of Kids Talking About Cars. I'm your host, Logan, and today we have a cracking V8 for you. Today's transition effects come to you from the 1922 Ford Model T. Today's news coming to you from Lawrence Stroll, the owner of the Racing Point Formula One team. He is going to rebrand the team as Aston Martin Racing, and the new team comes with a new driver in Sebastian Vettel, who is leaving Ferrari. You can say goodbye to all of his Ferraris, his Ferrari merch and stuff and stuff, and his Ferrari racing outfit, but He is taking the place of Sergio Perez in the team. Vettel will race alongside the owner's son, Lance Stroll, in the 2021 season. What do you think about that? He's putting his own son, okay? For, of all people, he chose his son to race with Vettel. He could have had Ricciardo. He could have had Raikkonen, he could have had anyone, but he chose his son. That seems a little unfair, don't you think? I bet he gets paid extra from the team too, because he is his son. Well, let's move on. Maserati have announced the name of a new mid-sized SUV. It's going to compete with the Porsche Macan, and it's called the Grecale. Named after a Mediterranean wind. It has pretty much the same chassis as the Alfa Romeo Stelvio and will probably come with a 3-liter twin-turbo V6, and it's due to be released in 2021. Maserati, do you really need another SUV? Another one? Do they really need it in the market? Because, I mean, they already have the Quattroporte. Four doors. Great creativity, Maserati. Great job. Let's just move on. Big news in Motor Group's Fiat Chrysler. Yep, they're announcing a merger with Peugeot. That's it. So Fiat Chrysler, who own Fiat, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Alfa Romeo, blah, 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 will join forces with Peugeot, who own Peugeot, Citroen, DS, Opel, and British Holden, Vauxhall. Blah, blah, blah. Making the fourth biggest car company in the world called Stellantis. So, after the merger, the new car company rankings will be number 1, Toyota, number 2, Volkswagen, number 3, Renault-Nissan, number 4, Stellantis, Fiat, Chrysler, Peugeot, number 5, Hyundai-Kia, number 6, General Motors, number 7, Honda, number 8, Ford, number 9, BMW, and number 10, Suzuki. Wonder what I don't like about these rankings. Except Toyota's up front. I mean, come on, the Corollas have faulty airbags. I mean, come on. I thought Ford would be up top. See more of those around than I see Toyotas. Anyway. More news. Suzuki can't keep up with demands for the new Suzuki Jimny all-wheel drive. Australians can expect to wait between 6 and 12 months. That's basically a year. Or half a year, what would you choose? Year or half a year? No matter what, you're going to spend a long period of time without a car. Well, yep, 12 months for their car to be delivered. And it's a nice little car, which only costs $29,000. Because it kind of looks like a Jeep Wrangler, but smaller and cheaper. So, what might be able to afford? So, what might I be able to afford for my first car? A Suzuki Jimny, although there's one problem. My thoughts about that is that Suzuki aren't known for SUVs. They're known for motorcycles, hatchbacks, but not SUVs. Come on, it's Suzuki we're talking about here. Let's move on with more news. Big news in the Holden world. A new car company from Vietnam called VinFast. Great creativity again. Very much a lack of creativity in this episode. Has just bought the old Holden test track in Lang Lang, just outside of Melbourne. It's not confirmed yet, but it's believed that they paid around $20 million for the site. 20 million. Although it is nowhere near as much as the Ferrari 250 GTO. These days, that thing's like 50 million. Maybe 30. 35? 40 million? But it comes with conditions. The test track has been there for so long. From like 1801 or 111 or 000. Quadruple zero. That year. First ever year ever. It's been there for so long. It now has its own flora and fauna. Plants and animals. Which have to be protected so the site can't be demolished. It also to remain open for old and enthusiasts and events, which are normally held there. The site basically is a big circle with lots of multi-terrain areas inside it, which can test cars in nearly every environment. VinFast cars will be mainly based on BMWs, but they have hired engineers who used to work at Toyota, Holden, and Ford to help develop their cars. That's it for this week's news. Let's move on to Car of the Week. This week's Car of the Week is the Abarth 124 Spider. The chassis was donated by Mazda from their MX-5. But it looks and performs very differently. For starters, what is the difference between a Fiat and a Abarth? Basically, a Abarth is the racing brand of a Fiat, and they look way cooler. I always liked the old Fiat 124, and the new Rebirth doesn't disappoint. It actually shares a lot of its looks in common with the old 124. Let's look at the specs. As a 1.4-litre four-cylinder turbocharged engine with a power output of 125 kilowatts. Should be 124 kilowatts. Delivering 168 horsepower. And 0 to 100 in 6.8 seconds with a 6-speed manual gearbox. When it comes to styling, the little 124 looks very cool. The perfect little roadster to cruise down the beach with the top down. It also comes with a retro color scheme, which is a real nice throwback to the original 124. Top Gear UK says that a Roadster is a simple car, so let's not overthink this. The Abarth is a front-engined rear-drive Roadster with a manual gearbox. It's a two-seater that wants to show you a good time. Speaking of Fiat, my dad's mechanic named Vince. He works at Automotor and 5 Dock, and he is a Fiat and Alfa specialist, and he has an amazing collection of Lancias, Fiats, Abarths, Alfa Romeos, and even a TVR. Hey, we're coming to you live from 5 Dock at Automotor with Vince.
How are you?
Good. What would you rather? Actually, no, I forgot to say, Vince is a Fiat and Alfa Romeo specialist. And, right now we're at 5 Dock.
Yep.
What would you rather, Fiat or a Bath?
Oh, well, that's an easy one. You know, I'd rather have an R-Bath than a Fiat. But it is, that's just the racing section of it. That's all it is.
Fiat,
so an R-Bath. There's a little R-Bath there. There's a little R-Bath there. And all it is just a Fiat 500 souped up. Better engine, better gearbox, right? And they put all their badges and all the trick stuff on it. So an R-Bath is a better car.
What would you rather, Alfa Romeo or Fiat?
Alfa. That's an easy one.
Yeah. TVR or Jaguar?
Neither.
Ugh.
Is it a bad answer? Jaguar.
Okay. What was your first car?
Oh, that's the one. I'll tell you the truth. I had a Holden HK. My dad took me out. He was sick of me borrowing his car, so we had to buy a car on a Saturday. So that's what I bought. Ask me for the second car.
What was your second car?
An Alfa, of course.
What type of Alfa?
Berlina. An Alfa Berlina. It was a four-door.
What type of engine did it have?
2 litre.
How many cylinders?
Four.
Okay. What's your dream car?
Look, I just like Alphas. Can I tell you? Some people might ask me, might say to me, "Would you buy a Ferrari?" I'm not a Ferrari guy. I mean, I've got a 4C. That gets me excited.
Yeah.
The old cars get me excited. I mean, I just like the make.
The 124 gets me.
That's a question for you.
Yeah. Petrol or electric?
Oh, petrol. Without a doubt.
Yes. Yes! Yes! Holden or Ford?
Oh, I think I like a Holden better, can I tell you? Okay. You like a Ford, don't you? Yeah,
I go for the Mustangs now from 50s.
Yeah, I know, but a Holden, see, but it's really Aussie. That's more of an Aussie car. I've got to say Holden.
I like American Muscle.
Can I tell you that there's an Alpha that's got an engine that's built... That's assembled in Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Whoa.
A Barrera and a 159. You like that one? Parts of it are assembled there.
Wow.
Don't tell many people.
Hey. How many points have you had on your license?
Oh, don't ask me that one. I'm not going to answer that one. I'll answer that one. If you're in Italy, the faster you go, the more points they give you, I think.
But right? I mean, one time on... the Grand Tour, Jeremy Clarkson was in a Lambo and he was going at the speed limit. The cop came up to him and said, "It's a Lamborghini, you fly."
Yeah. Yeah, the point scheme is a little bit, you know, if you say how many points, we're very lucky to still have them sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Well, we're going to pick up the fear and hopefully I can come back again.
Good man.
Here with your forecast, we have the Audi RSQ8 due October this year, so go out to your local Audi dealership now with a spare $208,000. With that $208,000, you will be buying a 4-litre twin-turbo V8 petrol engine, which will then give you 592 brake horsepower and 59 pounds of torque. That means you get 0 to 100 in 3.8 seconds and a limited top speed of 249 kilometers per hour? And that's limited. It could go even faster. Now, another small SUV, but from Ford, again? Holy moly, guacamole. Basically, it looks like a Ford Fiesta, but it's a lot bigger, and it's called a Ford Puma small SUV. And the base model will cost you 30 grand. And with that 30 grand, you get a 1-litre 3-cylinder and petrol engine, turbocharged, which will give you 124 brake horsepower. And with all that horsepower, you get 0 to 100 in 9.8 seconds. And that's 6 seconds slower than the Audi RSQ8. But I'd rather save my money and be 6 seconds late at a school. Next is the Jeep Gladiator. It's out now, so head on over to your local Jeep dealership and bring with you an extra $75,000. Base model is also known as the Overland model. But it comes with a 3.6-litre V6 petrol engine, and with that engine, it gives you 285 brake horsepower and a net power output of 209 kilowatts, and it comes with an 8-speed gearbox, but it's big, real big. It's 5.5 meters long, longer than a Toyota Hilux, longer than a Ford F-150. It looks like a Ford Ranger crashed really hard into the back of a Wrangler, that it gave it the rear trailer. But I mean, guess what? There's an older version of the Gladiator. Well, actually, two older versions. One that looks like it's from 1940, one that looks like it's from 1975. So I'm guessing it's a retro revival. And last, but certainly not least, we have the Porsche Taycan 4S. It's due in December this year, so head on over to your local dealership and buy a Christmas present for someone, just don't forget to bring a $109,000 check with you. It comes with two electric motors, one at the front and one at the back, providing all-wheel drive. And it comes with 482 brake horsepower from an electric car, and with all that horsepower, you get 47 pounds of torque. And 0 to 100 in 3.8 seconds with this electric car. Porsche really nailed it, because the acceleration time is the same as the Audi RS Q8. And it can travel 4.7 kilometers on a full charge. That means you can drive from Sydney to Port Macquarie on one charge. And it's also in the same class as the Tesla Model S, but it's about $25,000 more expensive. That's the end of the forecast to this episode. Let's move on to the outro. Thanks again to Vince from 5 Dockin Automotive for allowing me to interview him and for fixing my dad's car. And next week, we're going to be interviewing the highway patrol officers. Well, that's it for this episode. See you next time.
We got every motor from Earth to Mars. It's kids talking about cars.